Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3083. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. Three Tits Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
And you, Iron the Men's Row. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potato says you have been eating chocolate all wrong.
Yeah, girl.
No way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorites, TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinkity drunk.
All right, here we go. Florida man on huffing spray at Walmart's could not tell cops who the president is. Meanwhile, in West Palm Beach, the city is playing Baby Shark on a loop to keep the homeless from taking a whiz. Daytona Beach robber vanishes when he walks out in the middle of his trial. London police officer decides in dead child's home to put pornography on the dial. And officers recover cell phones, drugs, and 500 weapons at an Alabama prison. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. Here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who ate a bowl of cereal with two big old scoops of stupid and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, Michelle, fan, away we go. Welcome to show number 3083. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, as once again we welcome in the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, says you have been eating chocolate all wrong your entire life.
Yeah, girl.
I've not been eating it correctly. I'm not exactly sure what I've been doing wrong, but I'm going
to
find out.
I've been trying to tell you.
Is it the style of chocolate that I'm eating? Is it the way that I'm eating it?
It's a lot of stuff, but it's mainly the way you're eating it, dude.
Okay. All right.
Actually, the list is four ways Miles Montgomery has
been eating chocolate wrong the whole time. I'll be damned. Maybe that's why I never got a call back. No way Sherlock is coming up. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It is the easiest game to play ever. All you got to do is answer one question right. A lot of game shows, they make you ask you to answer many questions.
Over. Alex Trebek, prove to me how smart you are.
You'll be there for half an hour answering questions. Big Dummy's easier than that. Answer one. It's the easiest game out there. So far, our biggest dummy is Josh. It took him 20 questions to get one question right. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And whenever we do a little Big Dummy, we like to do a men's room poll. Now, last time we played the game, we asked you about height and hairiness, and the poll was based on the guy who kind of went off in the bagel shop, and he was saying that women did not want to date him and made fun of him and snickered at him, and you've seen the guy since, I'm sure, many times. But either way, he's 5 feet tall. So we asked for
and
1 year, would you like to be 5 feet tall or be 7 feet tall, which we kind of agreed would be difficult.
Financially, it would suck.
It would be difficult in all kinds of ways. You're not comfortable when you're sitting down. You'd have a hard time finding a bed to sleep in.
Your body hurts.
Yeah, I mean,
but
you're
again,
not gonna...
only the people over 6 foot are worried about it.
Well, yeah, because your body hurts. It's
I
like
don't say
arthritis.
Everybody under 6 foot's like, make me 7 feet tall.
Sure.
We know, we hear everything you guys are saying. We don't care. We want to try it.
You're going to scalp yourself, you know, at least a dozen times.
Right.
Under door frames and everything else. So 7 feet tall was the next option. Either to be extremely hairy or completely hairless for 1 year. That's everything. That's your eyebrows, your eyelashes. And if not, man, you would just be completely hairy. So as far as the voting goes, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and by the way, we have the poll up there for you now this week as well. Here is how the voting went. As far as the least thing that you would want to do for 1 year, without question, people did not want to be extremely hairy. Only 3% of the population said, give me that for a year. Give me the hair. Yep. I'll take it. As far as being 5 feet tall, 22% of you said, hey, you know what? I think I can handle being 5 foot tall for a year. Many of you who voted that way said, look, I'm already 5 foot five, 5 foot eight, 5 foot two.
Yeah, we noticed that a lot.
So 5 foot, I could deal with that for a year. Coming in at number two, you would go completely hairless. 24% of you said for 1 year, that would be the way I'd fly. No problem. I'll do that. The number one thing, if you could for 1 year, is to be 7 feet tall.
Okay.
7 feet tall. Okay. Now, we take this week's poll from Laura Wagner, and she's a writer for Deadspin.com, and she was ranking the worst people to overhear having sex.
Okay.
Okay, so you're overhearing people having sex, and she has 17 of those people on here. Number 17, by the way, is your upstairs neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear them, just because, look, it's probably keeping you awake at night.
Sure.
You don't want to stop listening to it. Let's be honest with you.
You'll listen as long. You're not going to knock on their door and ask them to stop.
No, you're not. It's a show you watch to the end. When it's finally over, you're not going to fall asleep in the middle of it.
Right.
I mean, you're going to wait till it's done and there's no more noise. Like, all right, I think they're done. I'm going to go to bed now. There's no more excitement. Number 16 would be your next door neighbor. Same type scenario. Sure. You just hear the wall, next door neighbor. Hearing a roommate is at number 15. Have any of you ever heard a roommate having sex?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And roommates.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of sex.
Okay.
I didn't have a lot of roommates that heard me having sex. Not because they're deaf.
Yeah. I remember my one roommate, I had a really nice waterbed. Mine had baffles in it. His did not. So you could hear it squishing.
Oh.
So it kind of just shock waves.
Sure, it wasn't
time.
Her belly.
Back and forth and back and forth. And yeah, I mean, it's a big rubber pad that you're having sex on. Let's see here. Your friend comes in at number 14 on her list, followed by a babysitter on there. You didn't want to hear a priest having sex. Your kid's teacher is at number 11, and a coworker is at number 10. I think it would depend on who the coworker is.
100%.
In a lot of situations.
Yeah, absolutely.
There. I mean, just coworkers.
I can think of coworkers, you know, I'll listen to you have sex. I'll even watch if you want me to, but I'll at least listen.
Sure.
There's some you would actively like to hear have sex.
Would you like me to be the participant? Mm-hmm. I'll close my eyes. You have sex with me. I'm just listening to you have sex.
At number 9, she ranks sibling as someone you don't want to hear your brother or your sister going at it.
Especially if you're conjoined twins.
But that's not nearly as bad as you hearing your therapist having sex at number 8. I think if you heard your therapist having sex,
why would
you realize,
I care if a therapist is having sex?
I'll tell you why, I think. Because if it was really bad, then you'd be like, how can I trust this person?
I think a therapist has to be crazy. It's going to be great sex.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Or a nut job. If you're a therapist.
And my therapist just needs to listen to me. I don't care how well he or doesn't have sex.
Right.
Okay. I'll listen to him have sex, though.
Make sure you tell your therapist that the next time you see him.
Worst people to overhear having sex ranked. Number 7 is grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 is the person that you would like to be having sex with.
Yeah.
Number 5 is your ex.
So, I don't care. It's the reason we're not together.
Right. Number four is your teenager having sex.
Agreed.
Sure. Number three on her list is your parents.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that.
Number two is your partner having sex. But obviously they're not having sex with you.
Right.
Yeah. And the number one worst people to overhear having sex ranked, according to Laura Wagner here, is your parent, but not with your mother or your father.
So your parents cheating on
your parents would be committing adultery. So we've taken that list and we've narrowed it down to four. All right, four choices on picking one to overhear having sex. So you got to listen to some of these people have sex, but you have to pick who you would prefer. So is it going to be your parent committing adultery? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be your partner committing adultery? Is it going to be your parents together? Or is it going to be your grandparents?
I'm taking my grandparents hands down.
So those are the four choices.
I know it's terrible, but I have a theory for this, all right? So obviously you don't want to hear your significant other having sex with someone who's not you, because you're just getting your heart broken. So it's not about listening to the sex, per se. It's how you feel. I don't want to hear either my parents cheating on each other. Look, I don't care if they do. I don't want to hear them have sex, period. So then you get to parents. And I know parents had sex. That's why I'm here. It's just this one thing. They're just too close to it, right? They're too close to me, and I don't mean like, oh, we love each other. I mean like, they are the next generation up for me. Grandparents, however, the worst things I have heard come out of anyone's mouth, as far as family members go, by default goes to my grandparents. Maybe they weren't even trying to be offensive. It's just the way old folks rolled. So I feel like here's the thing. I feel like with parents or grandparents, the real thing is you might hear them doing their pillow talk, and it might not be what you want to hear, right? So with my parents, it would just disgust me. With my grandparents, I don't think I'd be surprised. And I ran a few lines by Miles. I said, imagine if your mother or grandmother said, give me that big and put it, right? Are you happier with mom or grandma? I could take grandma, because that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's all.
I can listen to grandparents.
But here's one thing that you got to take in, and I truly believe this. This is my working theory anyway. You are a toned-down version of your parents. You know, like, it's like, Ted, it's like you are... Your dad has done, you know, all the stories that you've told us about all the different scenarios.
Yeah.
You're nowhere near anything like that, but you have your own stories to tell in your own way. But it's a toned down version from that. Right.
And I just happen to take after my mother, thank God.
Yeah. And it's a toned down version of her as well. And like, you know, you talk about Steve, your dad being a badass and like some of the things he's done. Like, you're a toned down version of him or
I'm
your
so
mother.
I'm so toned down. I'm not a badass.
Right. Well,
the difference, Miles.
Your mom, you know what I mean, is a lot more sassy than even you are.
Right.
So you're still a toned-down version of your parents. I'm a toned-down version of the stuff that my father did. My mom, whatever. But, I mean, definitely my father. So I truly believe that your grandparents, okay? Your parents are a toned-down version of them, too. So when it comes to hearing someone have sex, you know, like you say with my grandmother, like whatever comes out of her mouth is
why
just...
Why do you put it like that? You know what you say? Well, with my grandmother and sex. I've never had sex with my grandmother. I would.
But trust me.
But I haven't.
But trust me. I think they're the ones talking the most dirt.
I absolutely do.
They're the ones. I mean, you don't want to... Because you already hear that grandparents don't have a filter already when they speak.
Yeah, that's why I'm okay with
that. As far as talking to each other goes and in that kind of thing...
Wear it like a predator mask.
I think you'd be shocked.
I can deal with it from grandma.
At what comes out of your parents. And I would also say this. If your grandparents are still alive, I bet they're having more sex than your parents are.
Maybe.
You know, I mean, they're still going at it because there's a reason they're still together. You know, they're in their 70s, 80s, or whatever. They're having sex, man.
Touch your toes. I'm getting a running start.
And they've been doing it for a long time together. So they've come up with all kinds of creative ways to be
fun. If they still have sex.
Yeah, I mean,
at that age, I think a lot of people just are together.
Right. I think the people that have sex that are old are people where they're widows or widowers. They go to these
retirement communities.
Right, because that's where the STDs fly off the chart. Because, like anything,
that's what I mean.
Like, look, man, But these are no longer your grandparents. These are what's left of your grandparents, and they're having sex with other people's
grandparents. But their numbers are exponentially greater than any other demographic.
Sure.
You look at teens or people in their 20s and think, all right, well, these are the guys that are all having sex and are going to be sexually active.
But there's a difference.
But their percentage of contracting a sexually transmitted disease is not nearly as high as it is if you're a senior citizen.
But the difference is if I'm in my 20s, I have something to lose. I'm taking more precautions because I'm in my 20s. I want to continue to have sex. In my 70s, tell me what you
herpes
got.
Herpes schmerpes.
Don't care.
Yeah, I think you're just happy to find other old people that want to hook up.
Yeah, if it's not gonorrhea.
And I'm that's where I think a lot of the geriatric sex is happening in these communities.
Sure.
I think old married couples are. I'm sure they probably still, if they can. Yeah.
What old guy's going to throw on a condom? You're not going to get pregnant. I don't care what STD you give me. Okay, I don't. I'm 80 years old.
Right. I was in the Korean War. Like, I've had weird
give
stuff.
Give me what you got.
But the bottom line is that, look, man, you have a retirement home. Maybe it's got 200, 300 people in the community or something like that. If you go to college, there's a chance there's 10 to 20 to 50,000 people there.
And everyone's having sex.
And everyone's having sex. So, like, you know, you put them in these retirement homes or you put these kids into these colleges. Yeah. Trust me, they're having a lot of sex. But the statistics on them getting sexually transmitted diseases is significantly lower than the senior population. And there's 50,000 of them at the University of Michigan.
But that's what we're saying. Like, they
because
have the rest
they're
of their
protecting
lives.
Something.
They care. Right.
Okay.
You think what you're telling me, a 20-year-old and an 80-year-old, you say they have herpes. See the decision they make. Old dude's like, I don't need a condom.
If you have herpes, you have herpes. You can't really, but it doesn't matter what age.
You're not worried.
Miles, it's like this. Would you rather have herpes for 80 years or 10?
Right.
Okay. I'll take
it's
the 10.
Easy.
Right.
Okay.
For 10, I'll
this
roll the
this is not hard. This is why they do sex ed.
I don't care.
Wear the condom, reduce STD. When you're 80, don't care.
Right?
You could be active. You could have an open sore on your inner thigh. It's like, I don't care.
You know what, something else I didn't think about is the threat of pregnancy. Because at that age, it doesn't
matter. You got nothing.
So you don't really necessarily have to wear a condom.
I don't even know if my junk works. We're going to give it a go. The last thing I'm doing is getting a condom.
I got a tape and a tongue depressor.
You don't have to take off your colostomy bag. It doesn't matter.
I would request that you did.
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
I don't want to see your... All right. Anyway, there's your poll right there. Pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parent committing adultery? Will it be your partner committing adultery? Your actual parents or your grandparents? That is our men's room poll. All right. The game is Big Dummy 844-999 Ola. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Corey. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Corey, are you on team sober, team not sober?
I am team sober today.
All right. Welcome to the show, Corey. Okay, our men's room poll, you got to pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parents committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your parents, or your grandparents?
Yeah, I agree with you guys on the grandparents thing. I don't hear my partner because heartbreak, my parents is too close, the grandparents,
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Not so bad.
I just don't feel like I'd be surprised by whatever my grandmother screamed. Because a grandmother on both sides of my family, I get the feeling they would be vocal and have many instructions.
I'm more worried about my grandfather.
Why?
Because he's racist.
What is he going to say to your grandma?
I don't know. But I've just heard him say a lot of wrong things before he died. I'm like, I don't know if I want to hear what he said.
I wish you had a black ass. I mean, like, what is...
Well, where was your grandmother from? Or, no, I guess that was his second wife, right?
Well, my grandfather?
Yeah, didn't he remarry?
Oh, yeah. Well, the second wife, Perla.
Perla. Oh, God, that's an old woman's name.
She wasn't that old.
Her name was Perla?
She was the housekeeper, and then...
Oh.
They moved out of the house and bought a house on a lake.
I see.
Which was nowhere near a lake. It was in suburbs.
Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah. It kind of went downhill after Grandma died.
Yeah. I see.
That's what we're saying.
And kind of ironic for such a racist guy.
He married Perla.
Yeah.
Right. Funny how race goes.
That's what I said, like he's racist, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never done.
I already told you what I'm willing to listen to in the bedroom. All right, Corey, here is your first question. Forbes magazine released its annual Celebrity 100 list of the highest paid entertainers. What female celebrity who brought home $185 million over the past year was the top earner?
Ooh, I got to go with T. Swift.
Swift.
Nice call.
Yeah,
one and done.
Know y'all, Taylor Swift.
$185 million in a year.
But she didn't release any music either, did she?
It doesn't matter. She's Taylor Swift.
Torin. I'm sure she has. Does she have a clothing line or makeup?
I don't know.
And that's how, like, Rihanna makes a ton of her money. It still bugs me that you were right about that. Rihanna has that Fendi brand, and then she has makeup
and
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, she's got it all.
See, I have no idea.
Oh, she's...
You're
oh.
such an apologist.
She has it all.
That Rihanna.
You've ever had a Rihanna hamburger?
She can do no wrong.
She's got it all.
She farted once and the flowers grew.
You are an apologist for her.
I heard her belch once and a flower opened.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
How do you think I knew how to say her name correctly? Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
It was pure luck for being from Appalachia.
That is true.
Right. When West Virginia comes in handy.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hey, Rihanna.
You want to come over, man? I got
the wrestling.
Yeah, I got some of those pre-made frozen hamburger patties I'm going to throw on grill in there here.
Big
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Vicola.
Hola.
Patrick, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober, man.
Okay, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What are you going to do here on the men's room poll? Pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parents committing adultery, your partner committing adultery, your actual parents, or your actual grandparents?
Yeah, I was just talking about this to my wife. I mean, it was my partner committing the adultery just because she'd probably just join in, and I would do the same.
All right. Okay, we never thought we'd get a vote on that one, but right out of the gate.
But wait, what if your wife sounded different with this other person? Like, sounded more enthusiastic, more engaged?
Well, she's bisexual, so it would just be another woman, because apparently I'm the only male she doesn't find repulsive currently. So, it'll be interesting to see what that goes on.
One thing about that statement is a lie, and I'm not sure which part it is, that you're the only male that she does not find repulsive, or that she does not find you repulsive.
Is she in the he woman man hater group?
Not really. Just, I don't know. She just told me the other day about how she was just finding the other men around her repulsive.
You know what it is, man, honestly? And I don't know much about, I'm just going to assume you have a very effeminate penis. Just throwing a guess.
Or he's just laying down the law. So she's like, other dudes don't even look attractive.
Sure they don't.
Not like my big buff husband here.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Dude, I found 20 pounds as soon as we got married.
She's starting to get repulsed by you. All right. Here is your question. It is multiple choice. 660, 600, or 6,000. How many species of plants eat animals?
I got 6,000.
Six hundred different types of species of plant will eat animals. Get out of here. That's terrifying.
Huh. I just thought it was like the Venus flytrap and some others.
And like a few more, right?
Yeah, like a handful.
Oh, no, there's one that's like a toilet where it's just slippery around the edges and insects just fall right in.
Was that the pitcher plant, I believe?
I think so. I think I'll look up the video again. I was watching.
Now I know two of them, only 598 more to learn. All right, here is your question. What North American mammal is also known as a prairie wolf or a brush wolf?
God, I got nothing. Just a prairie dog? I don't know.
Coyote.
It's obvious when you hear it. All right, hang on the line there for us, Ben.
More of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Head Chef coming up. Test Meat and Potato says you've been eating your chocolate all wrong. Head Chef on the way after the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. Patrick's on the line. Patrick, we're playing for Team Sober. And Patrick, you are now on question number 3.
Welcome back to the program, Patrick.
Thanks.
Here is your question. What is another name for tetanus? What is another name for tetanus?
I got nothing, man.
Immunization?
You get a tetanus shot, right? Because if you get tetanus, you end up with lockjaw.
Lockjaw.
Right.
Crap.
Pop and lockjaw for our dancing friends out there. All right, your question. Yeah. What U.S. state is home to Hot Springs National Park?
God.
Hey.
Wait, what?
He said, hey. How you doing?
I'd love to see you there.
I was watching you do the weekend TV news now for 3 years, man. I'm telling you what, I stay up at 11:30 on Sunday night just to, you know, take
Maryland?
Care of business.
Now,
Arkansas.
I guess I wasn't getting the hint, then.
I guess not. But you should check her out on Sunday night at 11:30. I'm telling you what, I saw her at the courthouse.
You didn't like our Bill Clinton, huh? Mm-hmm. That's the best we got.
I didn't say that part. I just didn't know where that was going with Arkansas. Hey, I don't know it.
By the way, it's very, very close to Dr. Phil.
I put sass in Arkansas. All right, what is the Scoville unit a measure of? The Scoville unit.
Ooh. Oh, it's spiciness, like with peppers.
All right, good job, Patrick. Very good.
Good
game
job.
Is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Cameron, what team are you playing for today?
Playing for Team Silver today.
All right, Cameron, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll, it's a tricky one. You have to pick one to overhear having sex. Will it be your parents committing adultery? Will it be your partner committing adultery? Your parents or your grandparents?
Nah, I just got to go grandparents based on...
Grandparents
I don't see it as often as the parents.
Okay.
Out of your grandparent, who do you think's the more vocal one? Is it Meemaw?
My grandpa.
Grandpa.
Oh, grandpa. Okay. All right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a salesman.
He was a salesman?
Oh, he's dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. He sure is.
He's doing a bump of cocaine off of grandma's back. And
he loved going out of town.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here is your question. Which historic figure is famous for having said, and I quote, "Give me liberty or give me death"?
Oh, man.
Then when he realized that they were serious, it's like, yeah, you know what, man? We can renegotiate those.
Pretty sure that's O.J.
No, not O.J. Johnny Adams?
Come on, Ted. It's killing you. You know the name.
I know, but all I can think of is Thomas Paine. That's not right.
Patrick. Henry.
Patrick Henry.
Yes, Patrick Henry.
Wow, you got it.
Man, oh, man. You just gave him two clues. And two clues. He can guess Patrick Henry.
It's great to see one of his great grandkids, Derrick Henry, playing football.
Yes, clearly the relationship is there. What actor provided the voice for Captain John Smith in Disney's 1995 movie Pocahontas? I'll give you a hint. He's a noted anti-Semite and a drunk. Both of those things are accurate.
I don't even know if I've even seen Pocahontas.
I haven't seen it, but you know who this actor is. And this guy is an anti-Semite and a drunk. This is...
Yeah, we found out. We found out one night.
It'll come to me as soon as you say it.
One night? We found out like 8 times. If you didn't believe me that time, how about this time when I say it? That didn't work? I'll say it again.
Sugar.
Yeah.
I gotta pass on this one.
Mel Gibson.
All right, this next question deals with Greek mythology. Just know that the answer to this question is also the name of a band. In ancient Greece, what river did souls of dead people have to cross?
Oh, man, it sticks.
I thought that was also hell, wasn't it?
No, you don't cross the river hell.
No, what I'm saying, isn't Styx a river in hell originally?
I don't know if it's in hell or if you just have to cross it and find out if you're going to hell. I'm not sure. Or if you ride maybe a raft on the river Styx that leads you to hell. I don't know.
No, you don't ride. You ride the tiger in that river.
You ride the tiger, yes.
In the river Styx.
I feel like if you say Styx, it's got to be a river to hell.
It is. I didn't know it was Greek mythology, though. I thought
it
was.
But is it a river to hell? Or I mean, like.
It's a river in hell, I thought.
What is it in
hell? Dante's Inferno? Was Styx in there?
I don't know.
You got time on your hands. Why don't you check it out?
Oh, wow.
Quick little ID. More Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.